Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer this evening, Peter, VK2BEU, and pushing all the buttons and keeping everything going tonight is Steve, VK2EEL. The weather here is cloudy and I think there's a possibility of a bit of light rain tonight, but it's the end of a very hot day with many suburbs, including mine, recording temperatures of 40 degrees, 41, even 42. But here at Dural, it's now cooled down to 29 degrees at the moment. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 6 millimetres. And Steve's been out and checked, and he tells us that our transmitter status is A-OK. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RWO is currently off air awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activity from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9444 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference, the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after this bulletin, and our thanks go to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. And now we come to the weekly solar and geophysical report, with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activities from the 12th to the 18th of December. So the dates across the column are the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th and 18th. And looking at the 10 centimetre flux numbers, 135, 122, 119, 118, 117, 119, 116. The Fredericksburg A index values are 19, 8, 5, 5, 6, 10 and 11. The Australian A index numbers are 26, 10, 4, 5, 9, 11 and 11 estimated. And lastly, the T index, 81, 28, 73, 110, 81, 82 and 96. Solar flare activity reached R1 on the 12th, with an M2.0 flare at 0505 UTC. Solar activity was then low to moderate, remaining below warning levels. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was generally quiet to unsettled, reaching G1 levels on the 12th of December. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were generally near predicted monthly values, with some periods of depressions. 15% during local day on the 12th, 30% during local day on the 13th, 15% during local day on the 14th, and on the 18th, depression of 15% after local dawn, with another brief depression of 15% later on during local day, recovering then to near predicted monthly values. The forecast issued on the 19th of December through until the 25th of December is solar activity likely to be low to moderate with a chance of R1 activity on Christmas Day. Geomagnetic activity may reach G1 early in the week with mostly quiet conditions afterwards. Maximum usable frequencies in southern Australian regions may be briefly depressed around local dawn between the 22nd and the 24th, otherwise near predicted monthly values. And so the Solar Flux Index update is the SFI figures for this week. Having just finished November, we had a minimum of 115, average of 138, and a maximum of 180, with peak dates from the 5th to the 15th and the 29th to the 30th. So far for December, we're expecting a minimum of 115, average 158, and a maximum of 220, with peak dates from the 1st to the 11th and the 27th to the 31st. And looking ahead to January 2026, we're expecting a minimum of 120, average of 152, and a maximum of 180, with peak dates from the 1st to the 7th and the 22nd to the 31st. And that update comes with our thanks to Noel VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we come to Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
One topic that is longer than all other topics combined is that of antennas. Designing, planning, sourcing, building, tuning, using, you name it. All of this is regular fare in the day of a radio amateur. I've discussed the topic here regularly, and no doubt I'll revisit that when the mood or necessity takes me. One topic that is rarely discussed is that of failure. About 6 months ago, I moved house. I've been rebuilding my shack, doing all manner of fancy shuffling of gear, and yesterday I finally got to the point of getting some HF activity happening. During that process, I went through boxes and boxes of stuff, with coax, connectors, wire, nuts, bolts, heat shrink, and all the other necessities of being a member of an experimental hobby like ours. One box contained wire. You know the adage, only two types of wire required in our hobby, cheap wire or free wire with a preference for free. This box was stuffed with wire, bits with connectors, bits wound around spools, bits in Ziploc bags with labels, bits of random length, lots of bits of random length. There was even an abortive attempt at labelling dipoles for various bands on the outside of a couple of Ziploc bags, but no idea if the bit of wire in the bag was actually ever tested and resonant on whatever band was on the label. So who knows, they might have just been cut long waiting for another day and another set of experiments and measurements. I needed around 50 metres of hookup wire for my HF antenna experiment, and it occurred to me when I was hunting through my box that I couldn't look at a spool and tell you how much wire there was. I did a dodgy measurement of one bit, put it on the kitchen scales and determined that another spool was heavier, so it was likely longer, but without bringing in my calculator, doing extra measurements and doing some head scratching, there was no way I was going to get to the point of knowing how much actual wire was on that spool. In the end, I made do with the dodgy piece, soldered some joins. That's a whole nother adventure involving a gas-powered soldering iron and a flame. The flame won, as well as several other breaks and fixes. While I was in the process of putting up my new antenna experiment, it occurred to me that part of the process of experimentation, even of shack maintenance, should be the documentation stage. I have bits of terminated coax, some of it 20 metres long, some longer, some shorter. How much longer? And how much shorter, you ask? No idea. But wouldn't it be great if I could put my hands on a piece of kit that I needed that was the length that I expected, and not 10 metres over length or 1 metre short? In my audio kit, I've started labelling patch leads with their functions, using keyring tags. I don't expect that to work for plain wire, but it should be a good solution for coax. I could use cable tie labels, but past experience with those leaves the text fading on the label. I've experimented with a printed label with clear heat shrink, but for reasons best known to chemists, the clear heat shrink becomes yellow in short order, leaving the label unreadable. I've heard of people using electrical tape with colour coding, perhaps one ring for every 5 metres of length, but they seem to come undone in the dust when you go camping. One thing I do know is that this is a recurring problem for me. This is the first time I've actually stopped to talk about it, and perhaps it means that I'll get a little closer to a solution. I'd love to hear what you do to deal with this and how you keep track of the countless different lengths of wire, coax and rope that's lying around your shack. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot, Lima, Alpha, Bravo.
Thanks, Ono. For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6foxlimaalphabravo.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6foxlimaalphabravo.com. Now we come to Wison News, and it says here, the regular online Wison Members Forum will restart in the new year on the fourth Tuesday of February at 7:30 p.m. Members are welcome to raise any issues. Wison will be supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jogs again next year. The first Sydney Walk and Jog will be in March at Cronulla. If you are interested in helping out, please contact Patrick by email. patrick.griffin@vrarescue.org. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings and will resume on the 11th of January. The first Wink Link net for 2026 will be on Monday the 19th of January. Check the Wison website for details. Wison New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wisen@.org.au. I'll read that again. nsw.wisen.org.au. Wishing all Wison members and their families a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's nice of them. Now we come to club news, and we start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club and looking ahead to activities coming up in January. The January 2026 monthly meeting is at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd in the SES building, Central Road, Port Macquarie. Amateurs visiting the area are invited to come along and meet the locals. The January coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 8th, presumably of January, at the Hill Cafe, Thrumster. Coffee mornings are on the second Thursday of each month. Everyone is welcome. And the January Friday night get-together in the Port Macquarie SES building is 7 p.m. on Friday the 16th. The next Foundation Licence Weekend and Licence Assessment Sessions will be run early in the new year, once sufficient candidates have registered. The best way to register your interest is via the contact form on the club website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2RPM-R. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at oraarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The November 2025 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. Club is also in Facebook, yeah, I said that. Just search for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And all of that cut to us from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club wishes everyone a safe and happy holiday season and all the very best for the new year. Ah, another nice comment. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. The club rooms will be open on Saturdays throughout Christmas and the New Year. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Hummersby are operational except for the 70-centimetre multi-mode repeater on 438.8 MHz. The club's weekly net is taking a break and will return at 8 p.m. on Thursday the 15th of January on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. You can find out more about the CCARC on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to message bank, or on social media by searching for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, and remember to follow the page to receive updates. That came with 73s from Alan, VK2MG, the publicity officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now we come to the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. With an apt update from the club, here's Alan, VK2COD.
The Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club reminds everyone that the first VK Yodo contest is being held for all this December, and the IARU Region 1 Yodo contest is on 29th December. That is a good day to get all contacts in both contest logs. Another opportunity for Yodas, or if you know of a little harmonic who does not have a license yet that may want to speak with Santa, get them on the air to make contact with VK2 Santa. Look out for times and frequencies VK2 Santa is on the air through the QRZ page, or even send an email to vk2santa@hotmail.com to ask for VK2 Santa to get on air at your preferred time. On that note, the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club wishes everyone a wonderful and safe holiday season. May we catch you on the log and 73. Spoken by Alan, VK2COD, the Junior Publicity Officer for FGARC.
Thanks, Alan. Very well read. St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next training and assessment weekend will be at Sutherland on the 31st of January and the 1st of February. This is a good opportunity for anyone interested in upgrading to a standard or advanced licence. The Foundation weekend is also a good opportunity for one of your family or friends to enter the great hobby of amateur radio. Now there's a thought. Members are reminded that the Society's annual 2-metre contest is currently on until the 28th of February. So fire up your 2-metre radio, spin your antenna and start calling CQ. You never know who may answer you. For more information about the contest, along with the details of the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. Finally, the committee of the St George Amateur Radio Society would like to wish all listeners and their families a healthy and safe Christmas and New Year, and some great DX. And all of that came from Peter. Nice comment, Peter. Peter's the publicity officer, St George Amateur Radio Society. Hornsby and District's Amateur Radio Club. The club's nets continue over the Christmas holiday period. Details of these and other nets are in the activities on the air coming up next. Club's annual, I'll say again, Club's January barbecue will be on Tuesday the 13th in Rosamond Street, Hornsby. World Radio Day is coming up in February, and to mark this event, Haddock will be hosting a dinner with a few days early on Tuesday the 10th of February at Magpies opposite Waitara Station. For more information on the Hornsby and District's Amateur Radio Club, visit the website and on various social media platforms, just search for club call sign VK2MA. Finally, the club wishes all members and listeners a very happy Christmas. Aren't we all having a time tonight wishing each other Merry Christmas? That came from Julian, VK2YJS, the publicity officer for Haddock.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. At 8 p.m. there's the Blue Mountains Club net on 3543 kHz, the St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz, and the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echolink node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 p.m. the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70cm net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wyson, New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70cm repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone 02 9444 0123.
Thanks, fellas. Our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Peter, VK2BEU, and doing the engineering has been Steve, VK2EEL. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station which provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. I'll start with 20 metres and then I'll do 160, 80, 40 and 30 metres. Steve will take callbacks on the VHF and UHF frequencies and he will advise the order. As this is the last broadcast before Christmas, the broadcast team, not just us but the whole team, would like to thank all our listeners for listening and wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll catch up with you sometime in the new year. So stay safe and thank you for listening.